Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. All good things. I'm your host, Jim Palmer, and I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. I have a very, very special show for you this week. Not only do I have just the incomparable consultant Dave Carpenter as my special guest, but the information that Dave shared on achieving higher levels of success, even making quantum leaps in your business, is so powerful. This is actually going to be my first extended show of Stick Like Glue Radio. This one's going to stretch to about 50 minutes, but it is all powerful. Let me tell you a little bit about Dave. Dave Carpenter he's a prolific author, he's an inspiring speaker, well-known consultant, and a recognized humanitarian. After a distinguished career at the international accounting firm of Coopers & Lybrand, which is PricewaterhouseCoopers, in 1995, Dave founded Partners for Market Leadership, an Atlanta consulting firm that assists professional service firms in developing sustainable market leadership. Clients range from boutiques to some market leaders in fields such as law, accounting, consulting, and executive search. His work for these firms ranges from business planning to executive training to mentoring of partners, and the focus of his consulting is frequently on generating new business and/or enhancing client service. Dave's passion for helping others extends far beyond his consulting work with high-end professionals. Dave has long been a mentor to a cadre of high performers, but last year he took his work with high achievers to even higher levels with the launch of his Accelerate Success mentoring program. I've known Dave for about 5 years, and he is not only truly one of the great consultants and business friends and business minds, but he's a man of incredible character, and I genuinely admire how he lives his life and makes a difference in the lives of others. So let's get right to this week's very special show with Dave Carpenter.
Dave, thank you very much for being my special guest expert this month.
Jim, I am so thrilled to be here with you. The work you do to help people accelerate their success is truly awesome, so I'm looking forward to spending some time with you to help our listeners really walk away from this time together with some actionable items that they can do to advance their success immediately. Success doesn't have to be something that takes years. Cumulative success sure comes from that, but let's see if we can rock and roll and help some people move forward pronto from this call.
Sounds excellent. You know, Dave, I so enjoy, the writing you do, the blogging, the speaking, tweeting. You know, we're on Facebook together, and I think the whole planet's on Facebook now. But, you know, I enjoy all the things you talk about on how people can accelerate success. And that's, like I said, exactly why I wanted you on this month's call. And before I think we discuss how our listeners and members can accelerate their own success, what led to you sharing your wisdom in this area? What got you to the point where you are today?
Well, Jim, I'm a huge believer in giving back. At the end of our lives, it isn't what we take with us, which we can't take anything with us in a tangible sense, but it is what we left behind. And I have been blessed by having some incredible mentors, learning experiences, some great mentees who I've learned a ton from. And I've decided that what's really important in my life, that my legacy, is really what I leave behind with people. And although I'm proud of my consulting work of helping major law firms, accounting firms, to win in the market, what I think my gift is helping people to understand how they can accelerate their success, because I've learned from some true masters. And so it's give back time, Jim. It's just that simple. I make sure that whether it be by speaking, writing, doing interviews like this, that I give back to the world by sharing ideas on how people can accelerate their success. Because you know, Jim, and you said it in your introductory comments, that what you give comes back many times over. And so the notes and letters and calls I get from people who have tried, some of the things we're going to be discussing today, is just so rewarding to me that I want to keep on giving. And in my case, what I see that frustrates the heck out of me is so many people being in the mind trap of going slow rather than moving out their success at a fast rate. So I'm committed to helping people accelerate their success.
That's so awesome. And I think that's why you and I really struck up a good friendship, is I think we're both of the same mindset about giving. And I think when it comes at a very personal level, because that's kind of how we live our life, but, you know, strategically, it's also a good business model. I mean, we get to the tune of which we give. You know, we both know Bob Berg. He's a good guy and the go-giver, the whole strategy there. You know, Dave, I mentioned earlier about the It's Okay to Be Scared book, and it's the fourth book I've done in about 4 years, I think. And it's of all the books, it's the book that has actually sold the least units so far, but it's the one that's brought me the most joy, because I received, I just want to let you know this, and it's, we, about a month ago, I was chatting with Martin, we were saying, man, we got to do some PR and do some other stuff and, you know, get some more books going. And shortly after that phone call, Dave, I got an email from a woman who said, Jim, you know, I want to thank you for the book. I bought it. She kind of follows me on Facebook and whatnot. But then I got my husband to read it, and he had been for quite a while having some very minor chest pains or occasional shortness of breath. And he's had the attitude of which Martin describes as, I'm okay, let's go to lunch. You know, it's kind of a man thing, I think, for the most part, but we just kind of brush off things like that. And he went to the doctor, and the doctor sent him immediately to the hospital, and he had like some serious blocked arteries, and they did a procedure, and he's on medication now. And her note to me, Dave, said, if it wasn't for your book, yours and Martin's book, I think I would have buried my husband before his 45th birthday. And when I shared, I was so moved, I practically couldn't move for quite a while, and I sent it on to Martin and said, I don't care if we sell one more book or if the rest of them sit there, you know, we've done our job.
That's called legacy, okay? That's something that you've left the world a better place when it's time for you to pass on. And that book, which I thoroughly enjoyed, and every chapter is good in the book, but Jim, your chapter on making the most of second chances is like, that's like required reading for people. I mean, people have got to get this book and read Making the Most of Second Choices, because that's the way you've lived with so much gratitude and appreciation for getting your second chance. And the beautiful thing is, I hope that by people reading this book, long before they're facing a heart attack or the big C word or something like that, that they really step back and think about what life is about and get their priorities straight. And eventually, I think at some point in people's lives, most people end up understanding it's about what you leave behind for the betterment of future generations. Certainly that can be your biological children. In my case, my wife and I never had any children. But I'm blessed with a ton of mentees who will make this place a better world. What you did for that lady by that one chapter and her husband is, to me, that's what life is about. So I want to just urge all of your listeners to read the book. It's an easy read. It's not a short read, but the chapters are so poignant. And I think it's the kind of book, Jim, that like every chapter won't speak equally to every person, but there's such a beautiful mix of messages that I would just firmly believe that every reader will have a favorite chapter that changes their life. So you do need more PR, Jim, somehow, but people need to hear about this book, and we need to get it out there. But that's a matter for another discussion. But
yeah, that's exactly. You know, Dave, what is the core belief of your work in this area of giving back and legacy and, you know, optimum performance, accelerating success? Like, what are you working on right now that is having the biggest impact?
Well, pure and simple, if I could have every one of your listeners challenge the notion that success needs to be slow and instead adopt a mantra of, I want to accelerate my success, and every day get up and think about accelerating success. If they could just do that. Now, we're going to do much more in this call, as you and I have talked. I think there's a wonderful opportunity to give some people some techniques that they can walk away with and start applying right away and see success accelerate for them. But if they could just walk away with the notion that to be open to accelerating their success, to be open to things like your programs, Jim, which are designed to help people accelerate their success, they don't have to get you to help them on social media. But they can accelerate their success. Why wouldn't somebody want to accelerate their success with regard to using social media by getting the expertise of somebody like yourself? But that all starts with believing that you're entitled to accelerate your success. That that's not a bad thing. It's not impossible. So my core belief is that within every one of your listeners, within every person on this planet, there's the ability to accelerate their success in however they define success. I'm not into defining success for people. What I'm into is helping them accelerate the success they want to have.
You know, not only does it not have to take long, but I also believe it doesn't have to be hard. And I think, you know, we're somewhat, because of the way we're brought up, or, you know, the way we go through school one grade at a time, we acquire certain skills kind of one at a time, and we're supposed to follow this certain path. And, you know, for those that are you know, blessed to have a business, or just even have the guts to pull the trigger, because everybody, I think, or a lot of people would like to have a business or do some kind of entrepreneurial endeavor, but it's a gutsy move. I mean, I don't know anybody who thought, well, let's just go do it and thought nothing of it. It does take some courage. I mean, in fact, it takes a lot of courage. I joke about my first year in business was what I call revenue free, which means it took me a whole year to get my first client. And boy, talk about testing. Woo. You know, I said, okay, I'm you know, I know, Les Brown, the great Les Brown says, you know, without testing, there's no testimony. I love that expression. But, you know, we're all tested. And, you know, I talk a lot, Dave, you know, about this tough economy. I think the last 2 or 3 years, and it's not a political statement, I just think it's a reality of the environment that we're in as business owners, has been pretty hard. Have you found the type of advice and counsel that you give to your clients, has it changed, or is it more kind of bucking them up a little bit to, you know, stand firm and you know, have courage and plow forward? Because it seems to me a lot of people, they kind of want to lay low and kind of protect their flank, so to speak.
Well, I think that's very true, Jim, that there's a mindset that the economy is difficult, and it is. But you said something in your opening comments that I think is so on point. In every single industry, even those that are down, they're down, yes, 5%, 10%. But that means that there's 90% of the market sitting there, available for people who can bring to the market a difference that is meaningful. Now, what's particularly difficult is it isn't a time for me too. So offering up to people the same thing that has been offered up by everybody else, yeah, that's going to be a tough economy. But if you've got good products, good services that are distinguishable from your competition, 90% of the market's still there, available for you to go get. And every day I see and work with clients, for instance, in my consulting business, where they're going out and having record years. And they are because it starts with a mindset of, I am not the economy. I'm not going to base my actions solely on there's a down economy. But instead, I'm going to take advantage of the down economy and leverage my strengths, create great value, and move forward. And we'll talk about some specific techniques, but as a general concept, economy down, not in my neighborhood. I don't want to believe that.
All right, we're going to pause here for a very brief timeout, but on the other side, Dave has more success strategies to share with you. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
In the best-selling book, No BS Direct Marketing, legendary marketer Dan Kennedy said this: "My single biggest recommendation is the use of a monthly customer newsletter. Nothing, and I mean nothing, maintains your fence better." Dan is absolutely correct. The truth is, for just about any business owner, the greatest potential for new business and higher profits lies within its current customer base. Stronger customer relationships yield higher sales and more profits, and a monthly newsletter is the best relationship-building tool, bar none. Unfortunately, for many entrepreneurs, the struggle of producing a newsletter every month is too much, and it just doesn't get done. But no longer. Every month, No Hassle Newsletters members get 24 pages of Jim's famous customer-loving content and his amazing ready-to-go newsletter templates. Your company's No Hassle Newsletter will generate more repeat and referral business in less than 1 hour per month. Join the hundreds of entrepreneurs already using No Hassle Newsletters at www.nohasslenewsletters.com. That's www.nohasslenewsletters.com.
And we are back. Let's get right back to the super consultant, Dave Carpenter.
And, you know, I always believe that, but I think it's more true lately, that people are looking, they are looking for hope and inspiration. And more importantly, I think they're looking for solutions, you know, somebody that's got the answer for whatever it is they're looking for, you know, whether they're business owners or whether they're homeowners or whatever. And the people that can put themselves out there, this is what I offer, this is how it's going to help you, you know, and really do what they can to stand out with what I always call world-class service. You know, these people are doing well because, like you said, you know, we always hear about the 8 or 10%, you know, the unemployment rate, or we always hear about the difficult numbers. But as you rightly just pointed out, Dave, 90% of the people are working, and a great many companies are still doing well. So, well, you mentioned a couple times about some kind of some strategies or techniques. Do you want to get started on sharing some of those?
Yeah, I do, but if we could do one thing first. I want to bust. Mm-hmm. I really want to bust for your listeners the programming that has gone into their mind with regard to going slow. So I want to do a little test with you, if I could. Are you up for a little test?
Okay.
All
sure
right.
Am.
So I want to test the programming that went into your mind. So I'm going to give you half of a phrase that at least was burned into my mind and burned in, I think, a lot of people's mind. And I want you to finish the phrase, if you can. So let me do
okay.
The first one. Slow and steady.
Wins the race.
Wins the race, right? How many times did we hear that when we were growing up? Slow and steady wins.
By the way, I'm giving the answer that I think most people are expecting. It's not necessarily what I believe. Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
Really the programming that you got early in your life, Jim.
Yep.
Not how you're living today. But that's the programming that we all got. Slow and steady
right.
wins the race. We grew up on stories that we read. Our first stories were on the hare and the tortoise. And who wins the race? The tortoise who goes slow. Now, Jim, slow and steady wins the race. I don't know what race they were talking about, okay?
Because that's so funny.
Because I don't think that's really the truth. Now, if what you want to do is have an image of perseverance, that's one thing. But to brand in people's mind, in young people's minds, is slow and steady wins the race. Let me give you another example. speed?
Kills.
Speed kills. How often have we heard that? We've seen the, you know, TV commercials. Speed kills, and then there's a picture of a car wrapped around a tree. Well, speed can kill. But, Jim, going slow can kill you. Going too slow. I gave a speech recently in Fort Lauderdale, and I was then driving back to my hotel late at night. You know, the adrenaline's still pumping from giving a major speech, and I get up on Route 95, like eight lanes on each side of the highway kind of road. I'm driving along. I'm doing the speed limit, maybe even 5 miles over the speed limit, but I'm in the second lane to the right. Cars are going by me 20, 30 miles an hour faster. And I come upon somebody who's doing 45 on a road that's posted as a speed limit of 65. No emergency blinkers on or anything, just in the middle lane going 45. The person that might have gotten killed that night could well have been the person who was going slow. If you've been warned at your place of employment that you need to pick up the pace, and the programming in your mind is speed kills, well, I would suggest that slowness will end up getting you fired. But we've been programmed. I want to bust that, and I want to speak with you, getting to your point about some techniques that people can walk away with, some specific techniques that, like, if you're ready to get rid of the paradigm that slow is good and instead say, you know what, I want to go pedal to the metal. That's not being stupid. Let's be smart as we speed along. Let's get the right resources, the right information. But let's bust that paradigm. So how about if I show some ways that our listeners could do that?
Sounds great.
All right. So let me start with one that's one of my favorites. All-star team. I love to ask people, Jim, who their team is. And people kind of look at me and they say, the Yankees. I said, no, not your baseball team. Who's your personal support team? In my work with high performers over some 30-plus years, I've gotten to witness what their teams are like. And to a person, the successful people have great teams. They surround themselves with an all-star team. Now, many people say, oh, okay, David, yeah, sure, but you can afford that. I can't. Well, Jim, that's a paradigm, right? That it's expensive to get the right members of the team. You offer some programs that are so affordable that people could have you on their team. And if that's too much money, they can follow you on Twitter or Facebook and get some knowledge from you. Bob Berg has been an incredible mentor to me. Incredible. Dear friend, mentor. Jim, I'm going to tell you the secret truth. I adopted Bob Berg. I adopted him. I decided that this was a guy that I needed on my team. And I adopted him. Now, yes, I've spent some money on going to Bob Berg's programs, buying Bob Berg's books. But I have a world-class philosopher attitude guy who has taught me and reinforced to me being a go-giver. He's on my all-star team. Randy Gage. I love Randy Gage and his work on prosperity thinking. I adopted Randy Gage. People say, well, how come Randy Gage is always talking about you? I don't know why he's talking about me other than I'm always talking about Randy because Randy's so good. I have an all-star team. Now, the core of my all-star team, by the way, and I know you've been married a long time, the core of mine is an angel that somehow, I still don't understand this one, but that I attracted some 39 years ago and has been by my side through thick and thin. That's a member of my team. I have incredible mentees. So get this vignette. I was counseling a lawyer at a major law firm, and he was performing poorly, and my client said, I'd like you to try to sit down with this individual and see if you can get him on track. So I sat down with him, and in the course of our conversation, he started whining that he didn't have a mentor, and that's why he was not successful. And other people in the firm had mentors, and he didn't have a mentor. And I said, really? Well, let me ask you something. I said, so who are you mentoring? And he looked at me and said, no one. So I said, let me get this straight. You believe people should mentor you, but you don't believe that you need to mentor anybody. Well, he said, but nobody's mentoring me. I said, okay, so you also believe that until somebody does something good for you, you're not going to do good for anybody else. I said, this could be the root of much of your problem. So to any of your listeners who are, for instance, saying, I don't have a mentor, I've just given two ways that you can get a mentor. One, you can adopt a mentor. That's how most people get a mentor. Mentors, the image, Jim, of somebody reaching out of the sky and tapping you on the shoulder, or at work, tapping you on the shoulder and say, Jim, I'd like to mentor you. Are you interested in me mentoring you? That's not what happens. A relationship develops where one person learns from another person. So you can adopt a mentor. Oh, you're not good at adoption? You could get a mentee. And people say to me, well, what's the benefit of like being a mentor to a whole bunch of mentees? Who learns in the mentor-mentee relationship, Jim? You know,
the teacher always learns more.
Yeah, the teacher always learns more. That's why I was encouraging that person to go out and go get a couple mentees. He would learn twice as much. Show me somebody who is a mentor. They've got a whole bunch of mentees, and they've learned from those people. And they get up every day thankful for their mentees. I have one of the largest group of mentees that you will ever meet. Translated, Jim, I have the largest group of super teachers you would ever meet. Okay? I was doing a mastermind last night with some people in my program. We came upon an idea that was $1 million-plus idea. I'm the one who has the program, but I participate in my own program. Because, like, the people I have in my program are so good, I learn from them. I woke up this morning on fire with an idea that came out of a mastermind. You can get an all-star team. You can barter with people. You got an expertise, they got an expertise, you can cut a deal. There's so many ways. You can buy a book for $12.95 and learn from that book and learn the philosophies of somebody and really, really adopt those philosophies. And in essence, that person is on your team. I believe the thing that differentiates me and probably you, because I know a lot about your team and the people you hang with, is the quality of our teams. Okay? We have an all-star team, and when you got an all-star team, you can accelerate your success. Now, here's the key thing, Jim. Where's it written that you have to wait 20 years to put in place an all-star team? You could go start putting in a better team tomorrow. You could get rid of some people that are probably on your team that aren't helping enough, and you could substitute an all-star team. You could do that over the next week and greatly improve your chances for success. You'd be so proud of your team that if you were doing an interview, you'd talk mainly like I just have about the quality of your team, right? I mean, I know about your love for your wife and the role that God plays in your life and your relationship with Martin Howery and James Malinchak. These are all people who are on the Jim Palmer team. Like, how can you not be successful when you got a team of all-stars around you? That's doable. Now, here's the sad thing, Jim. Only 10%, if that, of the people who are listening to this will get up off their duff and after this call go and put in place an all-star team. But all we can do is kind of put it out there and hope that people will take this simple technique of building an all-star team. And I can guarantee if they improve the quality of the team that surrounds them in all aspects of their life, they will see more success than if they didn't have an all-star team. I can guarantee it. And I defy anybody to, like, prove me wrong. Have at it. Report back to me. Show me that I'm wrong, that when you have a better team, you'll do better than if you didn't have a good team. Guarantee of success? No. Life is bumpy. You'll hit bumps, right? But you'll be able to get out of those bumps quickly because you got an all-star team you can call on. Make sense?
Exactly. Oh, I'm with you. I'm just sitting back loving this. You know, was it Jim Rohn who said you're the average of the five people you hang out with the most?
Exactly. And that goes to the quality of your team. Okay?
Yep.
And most people would be embarrassed to talk about the five people they hang around. Who are they? Couch potatoes? Excuse me. I don't want to be around couch potatoes. I do not want to be around couch potatoes. I do not want to be around negative people. I choose to not be around negative people. That's a choice I have. Sorry. You don't get on my team. You don't get to spend time with me. Now, all the people who are on my team are not yet a roaring success, but they're all committed to being a success and on that journey to be ever better. And they're uplifting, positive people that just being around is like a rewarding experience. I have a world-class dental hygienist. People say to me, a dental hygienist, what difference does that make? Well, let me give an example of what the difference it makes. Do you know this lady gives the best oral cancer screening by far of anybody I've ever heard about? I talk to people about their hygienist just to, like, have some fun talking about something. And I say, does your hygienist or your dentist do a comprehensive screening for oral cancer? And the answer I generally get, Jim, is no. Well, why would you have a dentist or a hygienist, a team, that isn't world-class with regard to protecting your dental and health of your mouth? Can't imagine. All I know is I got one of the world's best dental hygienists. She is awesome, okay? And I could go on and on. Get an all-star team around you. And you, who's dealt with the cancer issue, can appreciate that early diagnosis is so important, right? So me getting a couple times a year a comprehensive screening with regard to oral cancer, even though I've never smoked in my life, I've never have any of the indicators that would suggest I have a problem, but cancer doesn't always follow the rules. So I am glad I got a world-class hygienist.
Absolutely. You know, I want to make a point there about the different experience levels. You know, I run a couple mastermind coaching groups, and I purposely mix up both, you know, level of experience, where people are in their business, whether they're internet marketers, brick and mortar, you know, retailers and things like that, because we can all learn so much from each other. And, you know, if I went back and looked at some of the great ideas that I've received from being in these groups, I think more than likely, if it's not 50-50, it may even be skewed more toward one of the less experienced people making an innocent suggestion or even asking an innocent question. And so what I tell people, Dave, in my mastermind groups, if you ever hear somebody preface what they're going to say with, oh, I'm not sure if this is right or if this is valuable, but what about this? I said, pay really close attention because it's the fresh eyes, you know. So, yeah, I totally get that. And we can all learn so much from each other. And I think one of the things that I talk about, you know, when I'm filling up my groups, usually the end of the calendar year for the next year, is I'll get a fair number of people who say, oh, I just got to get to here and then I'll be ready, or I don't know if I can afford the investment or the cost. They actually probably don't even use the word investment, but the cost and things like that. And, you know, I remember back, Dave, to my first mastermind group. It was probably 6-7 years ago, and I think it was $350 a month. And, you know, I don't know if I was grossing $350 a month. I probably was, but for the, you know, just for the comparison, it was not an expense I should have taken on. But I knew, I've read enough, and, you know, Napoleon Hill, and I just knew the power of the mastermind. I wanted to get with people who were smarter than me and who were going to hold my feet to the fire. And so when they started sharing ideas, I knew I couldn't go back the next month not having implemented, you know what I mean? And it turned out that, you know, the investment I made in that very first group so exponentially paid for itself. So How do people kind of get over that hurdle, if you will, from always thinking they need to get to a certain point before they invest or before they be a mentor or a mentee or whatever? Because I'm pretty sure, I think you'd probably agree, Dave, that people, they never feel quite ready to take that next big leap. You know what I mean?
Right. And a lot of my work is in helping people to make, so to speak, quantum leaps. And, of course, what stands in the way most often is fear. And that fear, I love the acronym FEAR, being false evidence appearing real. So we come to the conclusion that, quote, we can't afford a program. Well, is that all real evidence? Or is that a bunch of fear talking? And I look at your programs as a good example, Jim. You have ways all the way from free to relatively expensive, but not certainly the high end, of ways that people can tap into your knowledge, your resources, etc. They can start tapping for free. They can follow you on social media and get a whole bunch of value. So then I guess we're going to hear from people, oh, I don't have the time, because we're not talking money now, so I don't have the time. So they got time to watch some TV program of another murder mystery. Now, I don't know how many times one needs to watch CISI. If you're not planning on murdering somebody, or if you're not planning on being murdered, and I kind of figure if I'm murdered, it'll be somebody else's job to figure out who done it. And
exactly.
I don't plan on murdering anybody. So understanding that, you know, if I leave my sneaker footprints in the mud, that's important to me. I mean, kind of like I watched the show once or twice, I got it. I got the idea, okay? Now I have time to tap into wisdom of people like yourself. And so it's not about money. It's not about time. It's about getting real with regard to what's important in your life. And if accelerating your success is important, there are resources that are available out there, more than they used to be, Jim, right? Because in the old days, the only way I could learn about your wisdom was probably saddling up and meeting you at some conference, like you and I have met and have broken bread together, so to speak, and that's all great. But today we can converse on social media. We can adopt somebody on social media. You can go adopt a Randy Gage. You can adopt a Jim Palmer. You can adopt a Dave Carpenter. Oh, by the way, if you start out and you don't access your program on social media, Jim, and you start out broadcasting, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good, I'm good. Well, that's great, but how about adopting somebody? That is, how about supporting somebody else's program? How about supporting their tweets? Okay? I look at the number of people that it's like they don't understand about retweets, okay? A retweet is a gratitude gift for the knowledge you've just given. It's a way to honor somebody. And I know this is your whole philosophy underlying your social media program, to be a giver or a go-giver, as Bob Berg would say, and good things will happen. So I think I don't have the money, I don't have the time. I think it's just another chorus of excuses, and I'm not big on excuses. By the way, I don't hang with people who do excuses. That's a choice we all have, right, Jim? We can hang around with people who got excuses, or we can break away to doers who make it happen. Look at the people you've had on this program, Bob Berg, Lori Seitz, James Malinchak. These are like no-excuse people. Like, you hang around them, and they, you know, if something isn't happening, they take responsibility. I need to adjust my program. They're not sitting blaming somebody else.
All right, we're going to pause here for one more very brief timeout, but on the other side, Dave is going to share something about how to achieve a big attitude shift, so don't miss this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are two types of small business owners. those who are already profiting from the power of social media, building stronger, more powerful relationships with their customers and prospects, and those who are still sitting on the sidelines, wondering if it will work for them too. If you're still sitting on the sidelines, then No Hassle Social Media is for you. Finally, there's a fast and easy, done-for-you way to use social media marketing to connect with more customers and prospects, accelerating the know, like, and trust factor, all with no experience necessary. No Hassle Social Media not only shows you exactly what to do, it provides you with a ton of great content that you can use to promote your business and build stronger relationships with clients and potential clients. You get blog posts, Twitter tweets, Facebook posts, LinkedIn updates, and even video scripts. Get started profiting from social media today at www.nohasslesocialmedia.com. That's www.nohasslesocialmedia.com.
And we are back. Let's get right back to the remainder of my very special interview with super consultant Mr. Dave Carpenter.
Let me give you another biggie that people can do in the remaining time we have. I want to make sure they walk away with one other, in addition to this whole attitude thing of changing their attitude, and in addition to getting an all-star team. So do we have time to do one more quickly, Jim? Okay.
No, we got about 15 minutes. So before you get into this big nugget, I just want to comment on that. You know, I always get, and I'm sure you probably get some people also, that will reach out and you know, tell you their sad story. I almost said sob story, but I thought that'd be derogatory. But you know, I'm on hard times, or something's happened in their world, and I'm not being judgmental, but they want free coaching. And you know what I point them to, Bob, Dave. You said Bob Berg so many times, Dave. What I point them to is what you just mentioned, and the whole, first of all, the social media thing, and I include video in that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I do weekly videos, and I've been doing them for three years now, and so when I do these videos, I do not have a filter. I don't say, share this much, but don't share that. I get an idea, and I get on, and I talk about it. And so what I tell a couple of these folks is, if you go to Newsletter Guru TV, if you follow me on Facebook, if you go to my blog, if you want to spend even the minimal amount of money, get one of my books on Kindle for $9 and read it, invest in your time and go through it, you are going to have such an education. You know what I mean? The internet, social media has just changed the landscape. It's made it so much easier to be a go-giver. And, you know, some people ask me, some of the folks who are still on the sidelines as far as social media, kind of poo-pooing it and stuff like that, and they asked me my opinion. I said, there's only one reason in the world that I'm even on Facebook or Twitter or doing any of this, because it makes me money and it benefits my business, because it allows me to be a giver, and therefore, you know, people are drawn to me, or they learn from me, the whole know, like, and trust. So, you know, anyway, I just wanted to share that there are so many resources out there.
So many,
and, you know,
Jim.
I watch Randy Cage's videos all the time.
Somebody can adopt Jim Palmer. Okay? I know, because I adopted Jim Palmer, okay? I'm a big promoter of Jim Palmer because of your wisdom that you bring and the quality of your programs and the quality of your writing. I adopted you, okay, long before you even realized I had adopted you. I just adopted you because I think your word needs to get out there. And I didn't come to you with, okay, Jim, the first thing I wanted from you is please give me a testimonial for my book. I watch people walk up to Cheryl Richardson, who has this dear friend and has such great wisdom. And instead of listening to her at a seminar, they run up with their book or their CD, they thrust it at her, and they say, can you endorse my book? How rude, how crude, okay? Like, what have you done for Cheryl Richardson that she should go out of her way to do that for you? You haven't even given her the courtesy of listening to her. You're just me, 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 me. And this is why I so respect people like you and Bob Berg, Lori Seitz, James Malinchak. You're big givers, okay? And it comes back to you 10 times over. So let's give another technique that is
very good.
It's very related to this area, and that is managing our energy. Do you know there's a multi-billion-dollar business out there on managing our time. Most of your listeners have been to a course on how to manage time, perhaps one of them by Franklin Covey Organization or the great David Allen, who's very good on managing time. But what most people have not tapped into the wisdom that's out there is about managing energy. And what I've learned through my study of high performers is to a person they have incredible energy, personal energy. What I want to offer your listeners is a tune-up on their personal energy. They have the opportunity to start managing their personal energy. And I'm going to give them one guaranteed way to increase their personal energy. And it's not like you got to go to the gym for 2 months in order to see the results. You can see the results right away. Now, by the way, I hope, and I know that because of the kind of people you attract, that this audience is mainly people who want to take responsibility. So this is a take responsibility kind of thing. If you'd rather sit and be a whiner, this technique is not going to work because you won't do it. But if you're really ready to take responsibility for accelerating your success, you will go do this. The vast majority of people listening to this interview have at least one person in their life who is draining their energy. It's a drama queen, a drama king, a whiner. They have such a person in their life. That's a choice. We all have choices as to who's in our life. We have choices as to the boundaries we will put up. So we may have a close relative that we can't exclude from our life, but we can put a boundary up, the boundary that says, I'm not going to listen to negative talk. I'm eager to receive your call. I'm eager to have you come visit in my home, but I choose not to listen to negative talk. Managing our personal energy with regard to physical, emotional, all the ingredients that impact our energy. But one of the easiest to deal with is put a sign up. Drama kings and queens not welcome. No vacancy. You know, like the hotel sign, Jim, no vacancy. No more room. I have no room for drama queens and drama kings. Okay? I just don't. I don't. Out of my life. Can't afford to have you in my life. Because if I hang around with drama queens and kings, what do you think I'll become, Jim? A drama queen, right? Exactly. I don't want to be a drama queen. I have no time for drama queens. No time for drama kings. On Twitter, if you're upbeat and you're in my community and you talk to me, you'll get a response. If you're the kind of person that week after week has got another drama in your life, and I see that all you are is about spreading your drama, hoping that people will feel sorry for you, then that's okay. I'm not going to judge that person, whether they're a good person. They're just not the right person for me to hang around with. I can't afford to, Jim. I cannot afford to be around drama kings and drama queens. No vacancy. Sorry, just not going to happen. I have a phrase that I love Disney so much, and I have this image of a Disney parade, and so one of my favorite things is I don't give out permits for people to rain on my parade. I just don't allow it.
I like that.
I just don't allow it, Jim. You're not allowed to rain on my parade. Okay.
You know, Dave, when I get a new coaching client, one of the first things I tell them is, I need you to be prepared because in 6 to 12 months, two things will likely look different. Your business is going to look different. Even if you have goals and where you think you want to be, the shape and scope and what you're offering, it may look very different. And also the people you hang with and the friends you have may be different. And it's pretty much for the exact reason you just described. It's impossible to stay in the camp of whiners and excel at your business.
No question about it. I mean, that's why I like, you know, the people you've had on as guests, many of them are close friends of mine, okay? Because guess what the correlation is? It's not that they were on Jim's interview list. They're, we happen to travel in a circle of upbeat, positive people. And by the way, every person in that circle hits bumps in the road. Everybody hits bumps in the road. We get physical ailments that we, in a sense, not because of something we did, but, you know, because of our genetics or whatever. We have relatives that are experiencing tough times. Our business may take a hiccup. But the winners hit those bumps and keep on going. They don't wallow in them. They don't whine about them. They learn from the bump, get up, keep on moving. And all of your listeners can shape the people who are in their life. They can do it because of the notion of needing an all-star team. And they can do it because when you're around the right people, your energy level will be significantly higher. Focusing just on time management is good. I'm a big time management fan. But on the other side of time management, I'm a big, equally big energy management. Because
Very well said.
I know, Jim. If I manage my time well and I'm dragging my butt around because I don't have enough energy, like, what good is that? On the other hand, if I manage my personal energy and have incredible energy, but I waste it on where I focus my time because I don't have good time management, it won't work. So one of the unique things in my Accelerate Success program is the work we do to help people to understand how to not only manage their time, but to manage their energy. So if people will just go away from this with starting to watch their energy level. And everything we do all day long either adds to our energy or subtracts. We sit down and have some food. That food either adds to our energy or subtracts. We lay down to go to sleep, and we either have restful sleep or we don't get good sleep. If we don't get good sleep, that's going to subtract from our energy. If we have restful sleep, it's going to add to our energy. If we're not having restful sleep, we need to learn and go get the information to have restful sleep. Everything we do either adds to our energy or subtracts. At the end of listening to this, each listener has either had their energy increased or reduced. Maybe just stayed the same, but more likely either increased or decreased. And I hope listeners will hold us accountable, Jim. They've invested 45-plus minutes of their time with us. That's a gift that they've given you and I. Mm-hmm. And I'm counting on them to walk away enlightened and ready to have more success and saying, that was a positive on my energy list. I think the people in your program get positives every week through the wisdom and the sharing that you do. So if you start looking at your life and saying, is this moment a plus or a minus? I go watch a TV show. Is it a plus on my energy or is it a minus? And there are TV that can be uplifting, informative, and great. There's also TV that at the end of the day is going to be a minus. There's food that'll help you, and there's food that'll drag you down. So managing one's energy, incredibly important. All one's got to look at is a great like Tony Robbins. Like Tony, hate Tony, one of the things you got to admire is that man has energy off the charts.
Okay? He sure does.
And,
oh, man.
You know, what does somebody think? He was born with it? You know, he's a little baby and he walked around with high energy? I don't think so. I think Tony Robbins manages his energy brilliantly. And I challenge each of your listeners to do the same.
Awesome. Hey, Dave, in our final 2 to 3 minutes, if you had just one quick takeaway for listeners, what would that be? Or is that too hard of a question for 2 to 3 minutes?
No, I'll take it. I'll take it. And an easy one for me. They ought to adopt Jim Palmer. Flat out, adopt Jim Palmer. Tune in to your wisdom. I'm honored to be here. Yes, I've got a program. I'd love for people to adopt both of us. But if they got to adopt one, they're already listening to you. Really tune in to Jim Palmer. Don't just kind of get his book on It's Okay to Be Scared But Never Give Up. And don't just speed read it. Absorb it. Read that chapter about Jim Palmer's second chance. And you do that because you want to adopt Jim Palmer. You want to understand when you're looking at Jim Palmer what he's about. And when Jim Palmer says about being a go-giver, you got to understand what Jim's been through in his life to understand why you might think that. The question of legacy he faced. Been there, knocked on the door, had to deal with, uh-oh, this could be all over. And I've been given a gift of a second chance. I want to hang around people who are living their life with gratitude for being a second choice, second chance. So I encourage people to tune into your wisdom as part of their building an all-star team. They want to move twice as fast? Tune into your wisdom and my wisdom. Adopt both of us. There's no law, Jim, on adoptions of people, okay? There's no law. They could adopt both of us, okay? And that could be the start of a great team for them, right? And they could adopt Bob Berg with regard to his go-giver attitude and whole philosophy. They can add Randy Gage to their team. Randy will talk to people on social media. Oh, by the way, if the first conversation with Randy is, Randy, will you sponsor my program? Will you give me a testimonial? Can I take something away from you? Randy Gage, from what I've seen, doesn't like to hang around with takers. He hangs around with givers. Okay? You can adopt Randy. How? Give to Randy. Take his knowledge and give back. Express thanks and appreciation for the wisdom he brings to this world. Promote his programs. Really understand his programs. Don't just promote him. Go to his programs. Okay? Adopt. It's out there. Cut the excuses of you don't have an all-star team. Winners like you, Jim Palmer, have an all-star team. Pretty proud of my team. Each of the people on this call can make a choice to upgrade their team. And when they do, I guarantee they're going to accelerate their success. There's no question. It's proven. It's like gravity. They will accelerate their success. Have perfect, smooth sailing? Nope. I didn't say that. They will hit potholes, but the potholes will not be as deep. They will not be in them as long because they'll bounce out of them because of the wisdom and support they'll get from the people they adopt.
Well, that's awesome. Dave, this has been a thoroughly informative and entertaining hour. It's fast-moving as usual. You're a really good friend. I greatly respect and appreciate you and the time you gave us today. Thank you very, very much. What is a website or where can people go to find out more about you so they can adopt you?
The easiest starting place is real simple, davecarpenter.com. And on there they can get a free ebook by me, Prospering in 2012, that deals with what you started off with, Jim. These are challenging times. And I have a book on prospering in these times. I'm very proud to say that many of my friends, mentees, mentors are quoted in that book. And that's sort of a good starting place for people to get to know me.
All right, I hope you enjoyed this very special extended show of Stick Like Glue Radio with my good friend, Mr. Dave Carpenter. Stick Like Glue Radio is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer, and I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week, and until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever give up. Hey, now go out there and do something nice for somebody. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.